Good morning, guys. This is your girl, Pressing Forward Sheena. I'm a messenger of God and encourager of His Word. And this is also a transparency channel where I will share some of my experiences with you as led by the Holy Ghost, because you never know who is going or going through the same thing as you. So, guys, I come on here to encourage you guys to say no to temptation. I was reading Matthew chapter 4, Jesus' wilderness experience. And he used the word of God for every tactic that the enemy tried to persuade him in to say no to temptation. So I not only encourage you to say no to temptation, but to build a relationship and stand on God's word. Do not compromise. Guys, it's this guy named Pastor Donald Cyprian. I don't know if I'm saying this name right, but I mean, he is preaching God's truth and he's led by the Holy Ghost, because you can tell when somebody who is led by the Holy Ghost and not led by the Holy Ghost. One's not led by the Holy Ghost, they're condemning. You can tell. But you can tell that this man of God is most definitely led by the Holy Ghost. He has been called to get believers together to no longer compromise to sin. And you know what? In these days and time, you don't hear that no more. I remember when I was young, repentance was being talked about, hell was being talked about. And nowadays it's kind of like a tread lightly, or you'll walk on eggshells, and or you'll lose members. And there's a lot of leaders and people who are unbelievers who are scared and know God's truth, who are scared to say something, who are scared to stand for a cause. When the word of God says that you should know the truth and the truth shall set you free. But it will be a sad day on judgment day if you never tell someone the truth, if you water down the word, and those believers who believe that they will be saved and have eternal life in heaven goes to hell because you didn't tell them that the wages of sin is death. And so hell is real. And even though God is a loving God and a graceful God, he still can get real. Hey, I mean, you see how he was with the Israelites, and you know, they'll say that's the Old Testament. But if you read in the book of Acts, I can't think of the name. I want to say Phinehas but this man and his wife, they lied. They tried to deceive, I think it was Peter or Paul. And because they try to lie and trick, because I think they didn't give all the money for the land that they sold or something. And they tried to trick Peter or Paul. God caused them to die right there. And that was in the New Testament. So God is still real. He still can get real. Okay. You know, you have some people say, well, you know, one more time, I just need one more time. Sometimes that one more time can be your last time. You know, it's been people God delivered from drugs or crazy situations. They went back, relationships, and they never seen daylight again. I'm reminded of this video that I watched where this man, he meets this past witch or warlock, and the witch or warlock tells him, former, used to be, tells him how he felt like he lost the presence of God. Like he can, no matter what, if he read his word, worship, he lost the presence of God. So he tells the man of God that was incarcerated with him, because the man of God is the one telling the story, but we're talking about the warlock telling him the story, and he's telling the story with what the warlock said. You get what I'm saying? So anyways, the ex-former warlock or whatever he was, witch doctor, he was born into it. And he tells the man of God how he was walking in the wilderness. Well, not the wilderness. He was walking in the woods. I don't know if he was jogging, exercising, on a trail walk, whatever. And then he runs into this man of God. I don't know. And this man of God was strong. And it could have been a divine encounter with God himself, because the way the story was explained. And so he gets delivered. And the man of God that delivered him says, tells the ex-warlock not to go back to Chicago. And so because of his gift, his trade, he didn't listen. He went back. And Satan all of a sudden sends agents. Yes, Satan has agents. When you get delivered, Satan has agents that he will send to you to get you reined back in. And so he meets these people. They said they need him back. And, you know, all that. He gets lured back in. They invite him somewhere. He goes. You know, instead of saying no, he goes. And then there, when he opens up the door, because his, I guess his strongest sin was lust or something, there's a woman there to seduce him upstairs. He goes up there, has intercourse with her, and the demon in her tells him, you can't go back. So he tells this man of God that he's incarcerated with this. I don't know why the man of God was incarcerated, but I know that, you know, we have our ups and downs now. But anyways, the man of God tries to cast the demons out, and they will be cast out, but they will come right back in them. Come right back in the X form of witch or warlock. He tried to help them again. You see what I'm saying? This second man of God tries to help the X former witch or warlock, whatever he was, again. And no matter what, the man can't feel the presence of God. He could read, he could pray, he could get the demons cast out, but they always come back. I don't know. But the man of God felt like that was a blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. So you can blaspheme the Holy Ghost. And I don't know if the guy actually blasphemed the Holy Ghost. I'm just going by the story. But that's why I'm just telling you it's important to say no to temptation. Because you never know if that's your last chance for God to want to put up with you. His mercy is new every morning and it endures forever. But he has given a lot of people over to a reprobate mind because they exchange God's truth for a lie. And it speaks about that in Romans. So I just want to just come on here to say, you know, getting right for a relationship with God. Oh, he says, if you love him, obey him. Stand on his truth. Don't compromise. God has given us authority. I read in Luke 10:19 that he has given us the authority to tread over the scorpion and every tactic and scheme and plot of the enemy to say no to temptation. So there is no excuse to why we can't. And if you struggle, you can ask God for help. I mean, I've been there. I'm going to tell you something. I've been there. And I've asked God for help on the thing because I struggled with it so bad. It was hard for me not to do it. And when you want it bad enough, God will give it to you. And he gave it to me. And I know, as believers, we overcome one thing and then there go another struggle. But you just keep going. Keep standing at the feet of Jesus. So I just came on to encourage you guys to stay getting your word. Build a relationship with Christ, Jesus Christ. And stand on God's word. Stand on his truth and say no to temptation. Have a blessed day.